Wolf, get away from those sheep.
Bollocks.
You're listening to the Wolf and the Shepherd podcast, broadcasting from Fort Worth in the great state of Texas. Now, get ready for this episode of the Wolf and the Shepherd.
Welcome to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd. Today, we're going to be looking at some more interesting news stories on another episode of In Other News. And before we get started, I'm going to put you on the spot, because I know you don't remember her name, but I want to give a shout out to somebody that you met, took a picture with her and everything. We know that you and your dad listened, so Tristan, kind of tell us the story about, you know, meeting her. Where was it, in Dallas or something like that? You were out?
No, Fort Worth.
Fort Worth.
Was out just before Christmas, and this girl came up to me because she saw my t-shirt and said, "Me and my dad listen to the show. We love In Other News. We listen to it together," which was nice.
Yeah, and you told me about it, and I said, "Hey, we got to give her a shout out." And
then I forgot her name.
Yeah, We forgot your name. So, but you do have the picture.
I do have the picture. Yeah,
you do have the picture. You showed me the picture. Lovely woman.
Yeah,
but can't remember your name. But here's your shout out.
Yeah, maybe if I do a Google reverse image search, it might kind of somewhat match a face to, like, maybe narrow it down to 10,000 Facebook profiles, and I can go through each one using the filter.
Right. But you know who you are.
I do. Her.
Yeah.
So, hopefully her dad knows who he is as well.
Yeah, that as well. So, hey, reach out to us and let us know what your name is so we can give you a proper shout out.
Yeah. So. Next time when I say, "It's okay, I remember it," don't believe me.
Yeah, we'll probably make it up if you never give us the shout out, because if most of our listeners are lazy like us, I mean, she's probably not going to bother reaching out. But, you know, anyway, with all that being said, let's listen to some interesting news stories. Do we have a theme?
No.
Okay, good.
Well, a little bit of a theme.
Oh.
Bit of a technological theme.
Ooh, okay. More
dystopian type theme to it.
Okay.
All right. Yeah, I've got some robots, COVID, SpaceX, and decapitation, or as I like to refer to it, last Thanksgiving.
Gotcha. Yeah. All right. So let's roll right into it.
Well, I'll be honest with you. The first story isn't as interesting as the headline is, because it tries to give you too much education in the article bit.
Is it clickbait?
I think so.
Oh. Yeah. But it did its job, because it made you look at the article.
Yeah, that's not much of an accomplishment, getting me to look at an article, though.
No, that's a good point.
Yeah. So, China replacing soldiers with robots in Tibet due to poor performance.
Replacing the robots?
No, replacing the soldiers.
With robots?
Yeah. In Tibet.
Right, because the soldiers
are giving him poor performance.
Yeah. Oh.
I wonder how bad your performance has to be before, because we know robots have got limitations. As much as we like to think they've really progressed, whenever you see any type of humanistic robot, they still have all those cables coming out of them and all this other stuff. How poor must your performance be that you can be replaced by what type of technology we have at the moment?
I don't know. I've seen some of those Boston Dynamics robots, and they look pretty stout.
Yeah, but they all have to be plugged in and have people with joypads and stuff there.
I don't think so.
No, they're not autonomous.
Well, no, that's
what... It's not like RoboCop, that first 20 seconds to comply type thing.
Yeah, but that's what we get to see on the internet. We don't really get to see the really good technology. It's kind of like, you know, when the SR-71 as an airplane came out, nobody knew about it till like 20 years later.
Do you want to see a picture of it?
Okay.
Because this looks like something I built when I was about 12.
Okay.
It's not too Terminator-ish, is it?
I don't know. That looks pretty dangerous.
It just looks like...
It doesn't have to be humanoid, obviously.
Right, but it
looks like a little mini tank.
Yeah.
I mean, that looks like...
But it's just got one task. Soldiers have other tasks other than just having a gun on it.
What? Drinking? Okay. We just saved the military a lot of money then.
Well, that can't be it. Surely that can't like replace all of what a soldier can do. Because otherwise we'd have done it a lot sooner, wouldn't we?
Other than drinking, what can that robot not do that a soldier can?
All right, but where does the poor performance bit come into
it? Wake up late, go to bed early.
Do you think they got a warning?
Oh,
if you don't do your job properly, you're getting replaced by a robot, and they'll be, yeah, right, you're going to replace me, a hardened, trained soldier, with a robot.
But we're talking about China.
That is true. They've got a lot of soldiers, but not necessarily very good ones.
Right.
Might be said. Well, I don't know how many jobs that robot can do. Having said that, it can patrol and it can shoot.
Right.
So it's probably pretty useful in Tibet.
There you go. Yeah.
Probably.
I mean, the last thing we want to do is really hack the Chinese off at us.
If
they're making the right decision by doing that replacement, I think we're in good shape.
All right.
Well, we need them over there making our cell phones and soccer balls and things like that.
Right. So do you want to hear why or how the soldiers have put in such poor performance? They've been replaced
absolutely
by basically a Lego robot.
Yeah, it did kind of look like Legos, didn't it?
The Chinese military is reportedly moving a large number of unmanned ground vehicles into the Tibetan plateau, probably chasing some monks or something, taking over duties from ethnic Han soldiers in the People's Liberation Army, who have trouble coping with the cold temperatures and thin air of Tibet. Well, I thought they'd be like ethnic to there. They might be used to it a little bit. Put on a jacket.
Yeah, but I mean, I'm basically native to Texas. I don't want to be stationed in Montana as a soldier. It's cold up there. I don't want to have to wear a coat year round. Mm. I mean, 6 weeks out of the year is bad enough for me in Texas. Robots aren't going to complain about the weather. Mm. You don't have to buy them extra clothes.
What do you think the cost of a good jacket is compared to the cost of a robot?
It's like $10 difference.
Mm-hmm. That's true, actually. A report from India's, the tattletales, the snitches.
Hey, be careful. We love our Indian friends.
We do, yes. A report.
We got to have somebody tell us the truth over there.
Right.
And we rely on the Indian news network, INN.
It's not. Not always the best policy, but no. We've kind of taken it as a middle ground between lunacy and interesting stories.
Their entertainment news is iffy because they say all their movies are great, which most of them are.
Mm.
But there's always that handful.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, the singing and dancing Indian version of Schindler's List
was
hard to sit through.
Yeah, it was.
Because with all the singing and
dancing, at least it was in color.
5 hours instead of 3 hours.
Yeah, but at least it was in color.
It was in color. And it was more cheerful than the original Schindler's List, if I'm honest.
Yeah, they figured out a way to put a positive spin on that.
They did, yeah. So a report from India's Times Now News on Tuesday said over half of China's robot vehicles, how do they know how many China has to make that kind of claim, are headed for Ladakh, the region where China is facing off against the Indian military over a disputed border.
Mm. Sounds like a little bit of propaganda.
It does,
especially if this is coming from the Indian news and it has to do with an Indian border.
Well, this bit's going to get you excited, so I want you to hold on to the desk with this statement. The Chinese were reportedly spotted using all-terrain walk-in excavators, remote-controlled spider-like construction robots to build roads along the Himalayan border.
Does this just not sound like the opening part of Empire Strikes Back? Don't you picture like AT-ATs and AT-STs and all that?
Right.
And they're all shooting lasers and everything.
But it says Chinese state media.
George Lucas must be pissed right now.
Reported its Himalayan troops were given exoskeleton suits to help them conduct tasks in harsh high altitude environments more efficiently. So it's already gone to like.
Yeah, this sounds like the
Black
beginning,
Ops 3.
Yeah, the beginning of a great sci-fi movie. Better than the last couple of Transformer movies, that's for sure.
Now, I was about to finish reading the article there in real life, but then...
I mean, that's so much to even take in right now. I mean, that makes a great article
They hooked me back in with this mid-article title. Oh. You know, sometimes when you're reading an article, they do something else in bold to kind of capture your attention.
Like a bullet point thing.
Right.
Yeah.
According to Times Now News, the PLA's Tibetan command has given up on cyborgs and gone straight to killer robots. See, that lured me back in.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's exciting.
Yeah. The PLA has moved 88 sharp claw unmanned ground... I thought there's going to be like 10 or something. Unmanned ground vehicles, or UGVs, into Tibet, and 38 of them in the western part of the province. And some of it... I'll be honest with you there, that whole page goes on with geographical regions I can't pronounce, and I've got no clue where they are, so we're going to skip that.
Just skip that part, yeah.
Yeah. So I'm quite excited about that.
Yeah, no. We have, I'm guessing, no pictures of these, like, walking deals. We just have that one picture, the one that looks like a mini tank.
The basic bitch robot.
Yeah, right. We don't just have that pictures one, yeah. of the cool ones.
Well, I'm going to explain this. This one you did actually see. The Sharp Claw UGV looks like a heavily armed lawnmower equipped with tank treads, cameras, and a machine gun. According to its manufacturer, China North Industries Corporation, Norinco. Now,
wait. What was the name of the company again?
China North Industries Corporation. I know what you were thinking.
And I know. Yeah, let's Norinco, not say it.
Norinco. Now, if they're listening, and the Chinese do tend to like spying on everything.
Yes.
Although we're pretty much against the CCP in China, if you do want to sponsor the podcast, we do not yet have a CCP military division sponsoring us. So we do have room for that. We could maybe put you at the end of the podcast.
That's
the end role.
That's a post role.
Yeah, that's a post role ad, that one. So it has, it can engage targets without human intervention. So it's an autonomous killer robot using its 7.62mm light machine gun.
So it's got like a AK-47 strapped to it.
Now, Norinco also makes the Sharp Claw 2, a larger UGV about the size of a car, with six wheels that can carry and deploy the smaller, shorter range. So it's just like Star Wars, you know, Phantom Menace, when that thing lands and all the little robots come off. Right. Like that.
Yeah. So basically, China's been watching Star Wars and like, look, we got to hook ourselves up with this. Maybe they thought Star Wars was a documentary.
Well, I'll tell you what, a lot of people were skeptical when Trump announced Space Force. I think it'd have got a lot more traction behind it if it had started introducing it first with some killer robots.
Yeah, well, I think Ronald Reagan tried that back in the 80s when he had the Star Wars program. Yeah. And, you know, I got excited as a kid in the 80s. I'm like, sweet, the government's going to do Star Wars. My dad's like, no, it's not what you think it is. And then I found out, yeah, it wasn't what I thought it was. It's kind of boring.
So I thought that was quite exciting.
Yeah.
Because I'm looking forward to future wars being fought with robots, and we can just maybe watch it on TV, stream it on YouTube or something.
Oh, what kind of cameras do they have? I mean, hopefully 4K, right?
Well, you'd think surround ones, right? Oh, they're robots. They might as well look everywhere.
Yeah, the 360
camera. Why limit them to
VR?
Yeah.
Watching the war in VR, and you could like bounce between the robots. Maybe we need to get Mary Spio in on this, and maybe she needs to make a deal with them so you can watch the war like live.
Maybe we can make this into a computer game as well, you know? We control the robots to
Well, that could be like a DLC type thing. You know, if you pay enough money, you could actually have like 30 seconds worth of control of one of these robots.
Right.
Could be a fundraiser for them.
Yeah. That's a good idea.
Of course, they have communism, so do they really care about money?
That is true. Oh.
That's why we're not in charge of it. We can be in charge of the PR part, though, the entertainment factor.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So, got a story about COVID here. New Yorker begs Nextdoor app users to send him a positive test for COVID so he can get out of entertaining visiting relatives. And he lucks out with an offer from a sick neighbor.
Good for him.
Shows you that community is alive and well, even in New York, where they've started being mean to each other a lot.
Yeah, but I can kind of see where he's going with that. I mean, honestly, better to ask for somebody to go ahead and test positive on a test than him run out and try to catch COVID and take the test, right? I mean, he's being smart there.
Yeah.
You got to hand it to him.
Yeah. I mean, if he really wanted COVID, he could have just gone out and got vaccinated.
Well, there's that.
Yeah.
But at least that also provides somebody with COVID an opportunity to make money.
That's true.
That's a very capitalist way of approaching this.
Yeah, I think we understand the process involved, but we'll go through the story just to make sure nothing we've missed.
Yeah. We want to make sure we dot all the I's.
We don't
want to
misrepresent the story in any way whatsoever. A man who lives in the Crown Heights neighborhood of Brooklyn posted about his predicament on the Nextdoor app. He said he had relatives flying to stay, and they expected to stay at his place, even though he said they couldn't.
I thought everybody in New York lived in like one-bedroom apartments with like a closet or whatever, unless you lived in like downtown Manhattan.
Well, he lives in Brooklyn, so.
Yeah, that's what I mean. I thought everybody in Brooklyn lived in like closets.
I don't know.
I'm pretty sure.
Sure you're not thinking about New Jersey?
No, I'm talking about Brooklyn.
Okay. Yeah,
New Jersey, they all live in like neighborhoods. Like
you're
the
just
Sopranos.
Well, you're just supporting his case then.
Yeah.
Yeah, expected to stay at his place, even though he said he couldn't. That must have pissed him off. Like, you can't stay. We're going to stay. I don't want you to stay.
Yeah.
We're going to stay. Unless you have COVID, we're going to be staying. That must have implied an idea in his head.
But now I wonder where his family was from. Because they should have known if he's like a hardcore New Yorker, right? And they're not going to put up with anybody's crap. And his relatives are trying to give him crap. Wouldn't they kind of see this coming?
They might be from out of state if they were going to be staying with him, right?
Well, exactly. Yeah. That's what I'm thinking, right? Mm. Didn't they see this coming? I blame it on the relatives, not the dude in Brooklyn.
All right. Well, let's see if it tells us anything useful. They had already purchased plane tickets, so he hoped to dissuade them by convincing them he had COVID. He asked neighbors on the app to send him their positive tests that he could show them. One kind neighbor obliged with a photo of a home test that showed she was sick.
Okay, let's stop there. Don't you need the test? Couldn't he just go on Google, like Google Images, and then just take a picture?
He could have bought one and stuck it in a grapefruit, because if you stick it in citrus fruit, I think it is, it comes out positive anyway.
Yeah. So. Like, isn't it true that if a man pees on a pregnancy test, it comes out positive?
I don't know.
I think I heard that somewhere.
Mm.
We should try that.
We should try that.
But pregnancy tests are expensive.
They are.
Yeah. Mm. And it'd be awkward if you and I both went to the pharmacy and bought one together.
Well, can't we go down there? Oh, no. I was thinking if we live somewhere else, we could go and identify as somebody else and maybe pick up some free ones. But that won't work in Texas.
Yeah, it doesn't work in Texas. Yeah.
Okay. He added that the situation was giving him crippling anxiety and that he spent 3 days trying to get out of it. Fortunately for him, but perhaps not for his family, one of the man's neighbors chimed in with a photo of her own positive test. Now, this is the actual ad the guy placed, his own words.
Oh, good. Right. What was the title of the ad? Does it have that or just the text from the ad?
It just has the text from the ad.
Oh, okay.
I need help. I know this is a bizarre request, but I'm looking for a positive COVID test result from within the past few days. You can obscure any identifying info like your name. You see, yeah, that would definitely be helpful if you're going to be passing on as your test. Yeah. But I have relatives coming into town. I told them they couldn't stay with me, but they already bought a ticket and arrived shortly. I'm hoping that showing them a positive COVID result will convince them to stay elsewhere. Please don't recommend talking to them as I've spent 3 days trying to get out of this. Thanks and please be nice as this is causing me crippling anxiety.
I still got to feel bad for the dude, right? Because I've got to look at the fact that he tried to talk them out of coming to see him. Like, he obviously doesn't want to see the people and they just won't listen. It's like, we're coming anyway.
But, yeah,
you know, and they're inviting themselves. I mean, I tell my boys all the time, you can't text your friend and say, hey, can I come over to your house and spend the night tonight and hang out? You have to be invited.
Yeah.
He didn't invite him. Yeah. So I'm on this dude's side.
Well,
and he's trying to take kind of the sly way out of saying, well, maybe this is the only way I can get out of this deal. So I really feel for the guy. Now, the anxiety thing, I don't know. You know,
you don't know how bad his relatives were, though, do you?
Well, no, I'm just saying he could say, okay, come on in if he wanted to be a real prick about it, and then him go out of town.
Mm.
And then when they show up, his door's locked.
They'd
have
had somewhere to stay, though, wouldn't they?
Well, they should have planned ahead, but if I was the dude, I'd go stay somewhere else.
Because I'll be honest, it's like if I was going to visit somebody and they said, I don't want you to come, and this went to and from like for 3 days, and I still went, I'd probably be a bit of an idiot for visiting somebody who didn't want to see me.
Right.
Or I didn't really care about seeing them. I was going there because I wanted to do other things, and he just happened to be somebody I could stay with.
Exactly.
Now, have you ever used Nextdoor app?
No, I don't even know what that is.
All right. Well, it's some app, and you can select your own zip code, and it connects all the neighbors who register on this app. So it's like a local social network, like Facebook, but it's just localized by zip code.
Yeah, but it's like Facebook where somebody down the street is trying to sell Girl Scout cookies.
Yeah, there's that on there as well, yeah.
So somebody basically duplicated that and created another app?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, never heard of Nextdoor.
If you ever ask a question on the Nextdoor app, one thing you get other than answers is unsolicited advice.
Ooh,
right. Okay. So somebody came up with some advice for this guy after he posted this ad. So here we go. It goes, unwanted company can be terrible. It's rude and disrespectful disrespectful to invade someone's space after one was told not to come. I don't know the background story, but from experience, deal with it so that they will understand to respect you. So you told them that you couldn't accommodate them, so if they show up at the door, don't open the door. They will find somewhere else to stay. You can meet them for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, and if they start acting up, politely get up and leave. They will treat you and respect you the way you want to be treated. What was tolerate in the past is no longer tolerated because now you're about preserving your peace. COVID-19 is not going to keep them away, so stand your ground. I'm not sure his next app, sorry, the next door app neighbor there had English as a first language.
Well, not only that, but the issue I have is why would you actually go out to breakfast with them if you didn't want to see them in the first place?
And dinner.
Have breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Mm. Was it and or?
Or.
Yeah. Yeah, but why would you go share a meal with them if you didn't want to see them in the first place?
Because that's probably the most tolerable thing you could do, because just hanging out, sitting there awkwardly, not wanting to talk to each other living rooms, worse than stuffing your face full of food.
And New York has some pretty good food, so at least you get a good meal, right? But the keeping the door shut, not answering the door, I totally agree with that deal on there, but I still like my idea of just go out of town. Like, why couldn't the dude have came up with, I'd love to see you guys, but you know what, I'm out of town. Wouldn't that have been a lot easier?
I'd just be like, no, the door's going to be locked. You're going to be wasting your time.
Yeah. I don't know. There's a lot of weird things in this story. No follow-up, I'm guessing.
No follow-up.
Yeah.
Wasn't interested to search if anything else happened with it.
Really. Right. Yeah. Moving on.
So our friend Elon Musk.
Love a good Elon Musk story.
Reveals plans to make the Tesla bot an incredible buddy like C-3PO or R2-D2. With a personality that evolves to match its owner.
I like the way this is going, but I'm a little bit scared.
Well, hopefully they'll combine it with those Chinese killer robots, so get the best of both worlds, actually.
Yeah, but, you know, for our benefit, if you were going to take one of those two droids' personalities, you would want the Chinese robots to be like C-3PO, because R2-D2's a badass. C-3PO, not so much. So if they're going to adopt one, they need to be more on the C-3PO side and not the R2-D2 side.
Mm.
If they make them like R2-D2, we're screwed.
Yeah. Yeah. So Elon Musk first announced the Tesla bot in August, which escaped our notice. It would take over dangerous and boring jobs in factories. Now, I don't know if that's a combination. It's both dangerous and boring, or it's like one or the other.
Aren't all factory jobs boring, though?
And dangerous? I don't know.
I don't know about the dangerous part, but definitely the boring part.
I don't know.
I don't know.
There's got to be some interesting ones out there.
I don't know what they would be.
I don't know. Musk recently said the robot could also, this is other than doing the dangerous and boring jobs in the factory, could also be a buddy like C-3PO or R2-D2. It would evolve to have a personality that matches its owners. Musk also said that Tesla may have a decent prototype of the robot next year.
Oh, that's kind of interesting. Do you see the deal on Twitter about the guy that made the Twitter account that follows Elon's plane?
Yeah.
Yeah, so this dude makes a Twitter account, and it's Elon's plane, and he takes the public data from Elon's plane and follows Elon's plane and basically says, took off from here, landed here, whatever. And Elon offered him $5,000 to take the account down, and the dude countered with $50,000. Pretty low counter offer considering Elon Musk has billions of dollars.
Well, I guess it's all about importance, but I would very much be in favor of Elon using space lasers to actually destroy his house, because that's not a very nice thing to do, targeting somebody like that.
Or the Tesla bot.
Mm. Yeah, send a killer Tesla bot round.
Right.
See, like, you're messing with now.
If you don't take this Twitter account down, I'm going to send a Tesla bot over there.
Because there's probably some dude who works at Whole Foods or something, thinking he's being a smart ass, tracking Elon Musk's phone around.
Yeah. Or doesn't have a job at all.
Playing around, rather. Yeah. So the robot will be a general purpose help machine that takes over jobs that humans do not necessarily like to do. So it could probably do your job as well then.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. But both of our jobs.
Yeah, but this will have to be paired with some kind of universal income in the future, Musk said, noting that this would only be necessary when the bot takes over jobs. Mm. However, Optimus Subprime...
Oh, clever.
...could make a very good companion similar to a dog. Well, not either of our dogs,
right.
Really, because mine's almost dead and yours is small and yappy. So a decent dog.
Yes. Not like our dogs.
If anybody out there has got a dog which probably isn't crossing over the Rainbow Bridge within the next month or actually serves a purpose, it's been bred to do something.
Right.
We're talking about your dog.
Exactly.
Yeah. It could develop a personality over time that is unique. It's not like all the robots are the same, the billionaire said. That personality could evolve to match the owner. Do you want to have a look at the Tesla bot, what it's going to look like?
Oh, yeah.
Because you weren't originally, remember you said you were a bit terrified, but you didn't explain why. But now when I show you the picture, I'm going to give you a reason to be terrified. So explain why you were terrified.
Because it would be like a Terminator.
Yeah, but a friendly-looking Terminator you wouldn't be scared of, and they're so quick and efficient to kill you that you wouldn't even see it coming. So I don't think there'd be any stress involved.
Yeah. Oh, show me the picture.
That wouldn't put me at ease, I'll be honest with you. You see that standing watching guard over you at night?
No, it looks like a Star Trek character.
It does, actually.
I don't like
that. Looks a very androgynous, very skinny...
Yeah, I don't like that at all.
...robot. That's a bit creepy, that, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't like that. That creeps me out.
Right, so Musk continued to describe the Star Wars robots, noting that they have a lot of flaws and silly things, and they would argue with each other in development. There are sort of quirky elements where they make mistakes, and it would just make them relatable.
Like toddlers.
Yeah, but I don't ever want a robot which is going to be making a certain amount of mistakes just to make them seem like they're more human. I mean, what if it's something kind of vital? But it's going to be annoying anyway, isn't it? It's like, this is the whole reason I got a robot in the first place, so you wouldn't screw things up.
Yeah, but let's talk about our robot vacuum cleaners. I mean, they screw up. They get stuck on things. You got to empty them out and everything. So there's still some maintenance and care involved. Mm. Something like that looks like a lot of maintenance and care.
I think the more expensive ones don't get caught.
Well, maybe not, but you still got to empty the stuff out. It's not like those robot
vacuum. Oh, no, some new ones empty themselves.
Yeah, into this little container thing, and you still have to empty that container. Mm. It's not like they go over to the trash can and empty the stuff into the trash can. Like, that's the next step of get the vacuum cleaner to do its thing and know where the trash can is and empty its stuff into the trash can. Right. We're not there yet.
So
I'm supposed to trust this, like, Star Trek red shirt looking humanoid thing to do that in my... robot vacuum cleaner can't empty itself into the trash can. I'm a little iffy right now.
He, however, did say that Tesla hopes to have a decent prototype by the end of 2022. The Tesla bot is set to include the autopilot computer used in the company's electric cars, which will allow the humanoid to recognize real-world things. The robot will have its own customized sensors and actuators, whatever they are, and is expected to stand about 5 foot 8 inches tall and weigh around 125 pounds. So pretty much like the ideal woman then, I suppose.
Pretty close.
Tesla's autopilot cameras would be fitted in the front of the bot's head, and its inner workings will be powered by the company's full self-driving computer.
So I'm guessing, though, this robot, it's got to plug itself into the wall because it's running off electricity, but it's got batteries inside. I wonder what the battery life is. Like, better than an iPhone?
Well, I hope so.
Yeah, I hope so, too.
Right.
I just wonder, like, what happens. It's kind of like, you know, human, if they get way too tired or way too drunk, they just pass out. So does the robot do the same thing, or is the robot smart enough to say, hey, my battery's almost dead, I better go plug myself in?
Probably.
I'd hope so.
Maybe it has some kinetic type charging as well, though, with movement.
Oh, like a Rolex.
Yeah. So this is good because Elon Musk previously warned the world that robots could kill us all in 5 years, a statement Musk made in 2014. He also said artificial intelligence is the biggest risk we face as a civilization. So it's awesome that despite those warnings, he has gone ahead and destinied himself into the
equation. Basically made a robot that is going to have its own personality and can wield a weapon.
Right.
And think for itself.
And is
prone, good job, Elon.
And is prone to some errors like humans as well.
Yes.
So nothing can go wrong with that.
And makes mistakes.
Yeah.
So
brilliant.
We thought we trusted you, Elon. What are you doing?
Right.
You're scaring us a little bit.
Right. My final story today. Okay. About SpaceX.
So another Elon story.
Kind of. Well, I say it's about SpaceX. It's got SpaceX in the title.
Oh, okay.
His story is not really about SpaceX so okay. much as a maniac.
Oh. Yeah.
Son, 23, killed his parents and burned their heads in a fireplace after lying to them that he was on the verge of a job with SpaceX. He told cops that they had vanished on a weekend trip to their cabin.
So the son lied to the parents, saying he had this job, which he didn't. But then he killed his parents because of it?
Well,
that doesn't make any sense.
I guess he got so embarrassed and got caught up in the lie that the only way he could figure to get out of it, because saying, yeah, SpaceX rescinded their offer, was too complicated. So he decided instead to kill his parents and burn their heads in the fireplace.
Right.
Which is what you do if you were low on options.
I guess.
I mean, who hasn't lied about getting a job with a multi-billion-dollar corporation then had to kill at least one of your parents to cover up the lie?
But it also explains why he probably didn't get the job.
That is true. Well, maybe the job didn't even exist.
Oh,
that'd be even worse,
point.
Wouldn't it? He lied about getting a job that just didn't exist. That's a twofer. That's a double lie.
That's true.
Yeah. So Chandler Halderson faces first-degree intentional homicide and mutilating and hiding a corpse charges in the deaths of his parents. He's accused of killing Bart and Krista Halderson and dismembering their bodies before reporting them missing on July 7th. Police later found physical evidence that Halderson allegedly burned his parents' heads in the fireplace. The prosecutor argued during opening statements that Halderson committed murders to cover up lies about college and work. Halderson also was telling his parents that he was working at an insurance company and was on the verge of getting a job at SpaceX in Florida, all of which were lies.
So he didn't work at the insurance company.
No,
either.
That's probably the worst lie of all, because it's not hard to get a job in an insurance.
Yeah, but that's almost, but it's almost believable, right?
Mm.
I mean, who lies about working for an insurance company?
Right.
That's kind of boring.
Well, people who work at insurance companies do, because they lie and say they do something else, because generally people don't like people who work at insurance companies.
Yeah, but I mean, you're not going to go out to a bar and try to impress a woman by saying, I work in insurance. You know, now if you say, I work at SpaceX,
right,
a little more impressive. Mm. But, you know, saying, I work for insurance, like, that's boring.
Yeah.
So I can see where he was going with that, because that's believable. Nobody's going to question that.
Mm. Halderson allegedly killed his father with a gunshot blast to the back just hours before the two were scheduled to meet with Madison College officials to talk about the son's status at the school after finding out that Chandler did not attend classes for more than a semester. So he lied about that.
The pathological liar, obviously.
Yeah, seems to be a habit.
Yeah.
The first hours of the murder trial on Tuesday were marked by several grisly revelations, including allegations that Halderson had used a saw and scissors to cut up his parents' bodies and then disposed of the remains by dumping some of them in the woods and burning others. Now, why is he related to scissors? Surely there's got to be some in between, like a kitchen knife.
Scissors probably to cut the clothes off. Saw to cut them up.
Well,
that could be bad journalism
there.
Scissors
to cut, you think?
Yeah.
Scissors to cut up his parents' bodies.
I think there's a little bit of bad journalism there. I think he used the saw.
Because my kitchen scissors are bloody useless. It's hard enough to cut bacon.
Exactly. Yeah, ours suck too.
Mm. Brown told jurors that ashes collected from the fireplace at the couple's home were found to contain human remains, including facial and knee bones, as well as fragments of human skulls.
Wait, so investigators now can figure out what bone in the body it belongs to, the fragment. Like they found a fragment of a face bone. They know that that's from a face bone versus, say, your pinky. You can do that now?
I guess so. Otherwise, there's been a little bit of exaggerating on this journalist's behalf.
I think that's a little bit of an exaggeration.
Right.
I mean, let's think about this logically, yeah. Right? It's in the fireplace, right? He burned the heads, but they found knee bone?
I think it was just one of the investigators trying to show off. I think
this is a poorly written article.
Well, no, I bet you in the fireplace, there was like a half-burnt hat. And one of those kind of like ACL brackets you put on your knee when you have a like accident. So they probably saw the hat and the ACL brace and thought, yeah, I bet this head and knee remains here.
Do we know
fireplace.
What state this was in?
Yeah.
Did you say Florida?
Dane County in.
Well, because you said the dude was trying to get a job at SpaceX in Florida.
Yeah, you'd figure, how's he going to do the relocating bit if that was the lie as well?
Right.
Yeah, I'm assuming that's in
this
Florida.
This has got to be Florida.
Got to be Florida, yeah. So the prosecution's detailed hour-long opening statement, which included photos and slides, was followed by the defense's 10-minute presentation.
Public defender, I'm guessing.
Yeah. The main thrust of which was that the prosecution would not be able to prove Holderson's guilt beyond a reasonable doubt, which would be necessary to convict him. Now, got a picture of him?
Picture of the defendant?
Yeah, the alleged liar.
He looks like somebody we know.
He does a little bit, yeah.
Yeah.
That's him.
Don't want to say who, yeah. But yeah, he looks like somebody
What's going
we know.
On with his throat there?
Looks like a tracheostomy.
Yeah, for those of you who can't see it, it looks like somebody stabbed him in the throat with a pen not less
right
than 20
Adam's
minutes
apple
ago.
Too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's an unfortunate accident or somebody had it out for him, you know?
Yeah.
I'll teach you to decapitate your parents, stabbed him in the neck with a pen.
Yeah, right in the Adam's apple.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Unfortunate.
Yeah, terrible for that guy. I mean, that kind of sucks. Well, with all that being said, thanks for tuning into this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd. If you're watching this on YouTube, please click our logo down below and subscribe. It helps us out. And we appreciate all the support, and we will catch
you. Recording stopped.
God damn it, I did it again.
Thanks for listening to this episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd podcast. If you like what you just heard, we hope you'll pass along our web address, thewolfandtheshepherd.com, to your friends and colleagues. And please leave us a positive review on iTunes when you get a chance. Check us out on YouTube, Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter for additional content. Join us next time for another episode of The Wolf and the Shepherd.